You're listening to the Fantasy Alarm MLB DFS Podcast with hosts John Impemba and James Grande.
What is going on, FA Nation? John Impemba here with James Grande. This is the Quick Pitch MLB DFS Podcast recording here for Tuesday's 14-game main slate. James, yesterday we talked about how bad the pitching was, and then it wasn't. Today, we have a huge slate with pretty much everybody's top starter on the board. We may have some tougher decisions on which route to go, but at least there are better arms for us to choose from.
Yeah, but how the story goes, John, they're going to all get shelled. And all the offenses against them are going to thrive. We saw last night, all the pitchers that we didn't expect to pitch well, and then all the pitchers today that we expect to pitch well are going to pitch bad. That's how it goes.
Let's hope that isn't going to be the case today. The one thing I do like about these slates is that because there are so many pitchers and a lot of guys at high price range, we may get some spread out rostership on some of these guys as well, because they all pretty much have, in theory, great matchups. We have a couple games of weather to watch: Toronto, Baltimore, and Miami, Philadelphia, possibly seeing some rain. So that's something to at least pay attention to. Obviously, Philadelphia, Zach Wheeler's on the mound. He's the second highest priced pitcher on DraftKings. And then you have the Baltimore Toronto game. Alek Manoah is on the mound for Toronto if you were going to go in that direction. So two games to watch for weather. Obviously, we have the Weather Center. Pay attention to that as we get closer to roster lock. But the rest of it's pretty much good to go. And we have guys like Gerrit Cole on the mound against Seattle. Cole not too sharp in his last start against Seattle. Not too sharp in the start before that against Kansas City. We're hitting the bad Gerrit Cole. That's probably a little bit worrisome for those looking to pay 10-5. But that may also keep ownership low on him. You have Zach Wheeler at home against Miami. You got Ohtani taking the mound against Oakland here. Again, we know that they just faced one another. Not one of his best outings. 5 2/3, 2 runs, 7 strikeouts, but he's at $10,300. You have Woodruff at 9.9, Musgrove's at 9.6, Bieber's at 9.4. Luis Castillo is at 9.2 against the Yankees, and Julio Urias is at $9,000. That's your top seven or eight starters over on DraftKings. Like I said, a bunch of guys up over 9K for today's slate.
Yeah, I'm okay going to Cole, but as you mentioned, it hasn't been great. Also, Seattle, middle of the pack the last month against righties in terms of strikeouts. Can Cole strike anyone out? Sure. Is Seattle ranked 22nd in OPS over that span? Yes. So you can go there. I don't have a problem with it. If there's no weather, if the weather at least clears up in Philly, it's obviously as elite as it gets, and Wheeler's been tremendous over his last 10 starts, 2.27 ERA, 22 fantasy points per, coming off 3 straight starts of 7 innings or more, 2 earned runs or less, 6+ strikeouts, 23+ fantasy points, and the Phillies offense looks good too, supporting him. I think Ohtani's going to be where a lot of people go. Even in his bad start, 7 strikeouts over 5 2/3. The only problem is he going to win the game? I don't know. It's very up and down if he's going to win ever. We never have the answer to that. Look, he's had, he had how many starts in a row? 4, 5, 6 starts in a row before this one with at least 10 strikeouts. I think that streak can start again here. I probably go Wheeler as my top arm if there's no weather concerns. Ohtani, Cole.
I will say that DraftKings has a Woodruff listed, but MLB.com and FanDuel both show Freddy Peralta.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, FanDuel has Freddy Peralta too. All right, then let's assume.
Same price for Peralta as Woodruff, though, at $9,900. I'm not doing that.
No. How many pitches did he throw in his return? I was just looking at FanDuel. He's 10-5 on FanDuel. There's no chance of paying 10.
He also wasn't very good in his return either, which we talked about targeting there. Some pretty interesting pricing over on FanDuel today, though. Alek Manoah is the third highest priced guy at $10,800. We talked about Manoah's at 89 on DraftKings. Peralta's at 10.5. We talked about Peralta's only $9,900 there. Musgrove at 10.5. Luis Castillo at 10.4. Bieber at 10.2. Martin Perez is $9,900 on FanDuel. Martin Perez on DraftKings today is $8,700. So some pretty wild pricing discrepancies between the two sites here.
Yeah, I think Zach Wheeler being the fourth highest priced pitcher on FanDuel stands out to me, as you just guys have heard.
Yeah, half the slate is over 10K for them at pitching today.
Yeah, that's tough. Who do you, we're not, I don't, we can play Ohtani 11-2. You can play Cole 10-9. Manoah 10-8, it's a great pitcher's park. Do we want to go 10-8 for Manoah though? I'd rather just find save $100 and get Wheeler, who I think has probably more upside. The Musgrove matchup is good.
I was gonna say, I feel like maybe Musgrove, if I was.
It's a good matchup, but he's also been
He did just pitch well against them too.
It's fair. And the Giants offense against righties has been dreadful over the last month. 27th in OPS. They've been 26th in ISO and 27th in WOBA against righties. So now you can go Musgrove not going Peralta. And like Castillo just shut the Yankees down, but like 10-4 against the Yankees? I don't know. 10-2 for Bieber. It's probably going to be Wheeler, Bieber, Ohtani, Cole.
Yeah, if you remember, we were all in on Bieber against his start in Detroit a handful of starts ago, and they lit him up for 5 runs. It could be a bounce-back spot for him, but again, you're paying 10-2 for him. So
versus 9-4 on DraftKings, yeah. Yeah, but this is... And I know it's not... It hasn't been, like, the Cy Young winning season, Shane Bieber.
Yeah.
Well, 8 strikeouts in back-to-back starts, 2 earned runs in back-to-back starts, and now...
I run out Carrasco against the Reds.
Yeah, I like Carrasco against the Reds, too. For sure. Reds offense is horrible. We saw Bassett pitch 8 one-run innings last night. Carrasco's been super good, too. Hasn't allowed more than 3 earned in 6 straight starts.
In the mid-tier for both of these sites here, you talk about Carrasco's there. Stroman's $7,200 on DraftKings. He's $8,600 on FanDuel. Again, big price jump there. 3 straight quality starts for Marcus Stroman. And now he's going up against Washington. We know the strikeouts aren't going to be there. But, you know, Stroman hasn't really been striking out a lot of guys anyway. But, you know, Washington may not be able to score here either. So maybe he finally gets a win, something he hasn't had in those 3 starts.
Yeah, Washington just going to be... Oh, he won against San Fran.
Sure, 2 starts ago, he won against San Francisco. Yeah.
They're just going to beat the ball into the ground against Stroman. They might not strike out, but they're just going to beat the ball right into the ground. So, yeah, I think Stroman is interesting here. I will say, wind blowing in again, but have you seen his home? And it's a very small sample. He's only made 4 starts at home, John. And obviously you have to think that there's been wind factoring into this because he's not really a home run pitcher. But he's allowed 5 home runs and 18 and a third at home in 4 starts. He's only allowed 4 in 51 road innings. He has a 6.3 ERA at home. Does that worry you at all?
Because it all came in 1 start. He gave up 9 runs and 3 home runs against St. Louis.
Okay.
4 innings, 10 hits, 9 runs, 3 bombs.
Yeah, 4 2/3, 1 run baseball against the Mets, 5 innings, 2 earned against the Diamondbacks, 5 innings, 1 run against the Brewers. So I'm with you. I just figured it worth mentioning. And again, wind blowing in Wrigley is obviously beneficial to him.
Yep, I agree with you. What's your thought on Braxton Garrett here? The strikeout numbers have been crazy for him. Obviously, on the road against Philly, maybe not the best spot, but we know Philly does strike out. They hit a lot of home runs, too, but you're getting $7,500 for this kid, and he's got 2-11 strikeout games. He's got, in total, he got 15, 26, 37 strikeouts over his last 4 games.
What if I were to tell you, John, that over the last month, against left-handed pitching, Philadelphia, would you suspect Philly's strikeout rate to be higher or lower than 20%?
It's probably going to be lower the way you're pricing, you're labeling it.
17.8% over the last month against left-handed pitching.
Interesting. All right.
4th lowest in the league, which is very interesting, just considering their...
For a while there, they were striking out a lot.
Yeah. And Garrett, it might not matter, but Garrett might just strike everyone out. But then you look at the starts. Pittsburgh, Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh, 29% K rate over the last month against left-handed pitching.
Okay.
Cincinnati 24.9, both top 7 in baseball. So I'm not against it because I do think Braxton Garrett is showing he's a legit like strikeout guy. But
true. So in the mid tier for DraftKings, then we're probably coning in on Carrasco and Stroman probably.
Yeah, Carrasco and Stroman. Yep.
Any value guys on either side for you?
I don't hate Urquidy. I guess 7,100 on DraftKings. Where is he on FanDuel? 87. No shot. Look, I'm going to say your boy Caprillion.
He keeps pitching well, man.
He keeps pitching well. And he just faced the Angels, gave up 1 earned over 5 1/3.
He even got the win.
He has 2 straight wins, 2 straight 30 fantasy point games in a row. 7,400 on FanDuel is a good price. That's probably the spot I'd go.
Yeah, and he's 56 on DraftKings.
Oh, my God.
Feels pretty free.
That's it, though. I guess you could take a shot on Tyler Alexander. The Guardians have not been good against lefties. And
you want to talk lefties, Tommy Henry going up against Pittsburgh.
That's fair. I don't even think he's on
Is DraftKings messing with me again?
I don't have him on Arizona.
Who do they have Arizona pitcher on FanDuel? They don't. So
they don't. That's why I'm looking. I'm like, yeah, they don't have a projected starter. He's not even in the player pool.
Some just disappointing news as a Red Sox fan just came across. Chris Sale fell and broke his wrist while riding a bike and had season-ending surgery.
Fell and broke his wrist off a bike. Maybe he should learn how to ride
a bike. Jeff Passan, Red Sox starter Chris Sale broke his right wrist in a bike accident and underwent season-ending surgery.
Maybe he should learn how to ride a bike.
Oh, man. Just the hits keep on coming for the Boston Red Sox. Anyways, side note, Henry, maybe a dart throw. If you're getting like 20 lineup different here, sure. I think that is something that is a viable option to run out there. Let's go on over to the catcher spot, our favorite position.
On the board.
Where are you thinking?
My DraftKings didn't just freeze on me.
Oh, okay.
We're good. NFC, so my Rasbold clock went off. Because I'm on the clock, and then it froze everything.
Yeah, that happens.
For like 10 seconds. Paying $5,700 for JT Realmuto.
You sure?
I think Wilson Contreras, we poo-pooed him the other day. But Paolo Espino has been dreadful as a starter.
Yeah.
So I would go there.
Yep. Carson Kelly's at 4K. Definitely a guy you're a big fan of.
Yep. Carson Kelly, 4K. Let me down yesterday, but it's okay. So did the entire... And then I don't love anybody else.
I would throw a dart at James McCann for punting, 3,100 against a lefty.
Okay.
But there was that like 2-year stretch where he hit like 400 against left-handed pitching.
Sure. Yeah.
He's since forgotten how to play baseball, it feels. But something to consider as a cheap catcher.
Gary Sanchez, maybe $2,500. I know Julio Urias is good, but cheap home run. Hits bad. This is more barren than normal, John. What is this? What is this position we're looking at here?
Yeah. It's not good.
This is as bad as it's ever been. I mean,
for 14 games.
The Blue Jays catchers against Bradish has been dreadful.
Well, this
year.
This is what we run into sometimes when we talk about the way the rotations turn. You get a stretch where it's all good pitchers, and there's nobody really to match up against.
Trevino, another RBI yesterday. Just continues to put fantasy points on the board. Still under 3K. But yeah. There's not a lot here. There's catchers in Colorado. That's, we didn't mention. Cardinals are in Colorado. So, Yadi, 2,200. John?
Yeah, you know what? I've been touting him. He still hits in the middle of that lineup, so I'm fine for it.
And if he doesn't start, Andrew Kinzer had been really good before. He had 3 hits in a row before, like, he didn't. Or 3 games with at least 1 hit. Whatever starting Colorado catcher there.
Yep.
Or St. Louis catcher.
Yep, I agree. Let's see. Go on to first base where you had a couple guys over 6K in Goldie and Guerrero. You got Alonzo Freeman. Rowdy Tellez is $5,600. Josh Bell at 48. Probably some of the topper options in that lineup.
Yeah, I think all those dudes are in play. Alonzo, I don't know if you mentioned Alonzo, but 59 against Blake Minor. Okay. I think all those guys are in play. Freeman probably...
Cash?
I was going to say probably the least... on my radar, but probably cashy. Joe Ryan, we'll see if Joe Ryan, he threw 80% fastballs his last start, John.
Yeah.
I don't think that will work against the Dodgers. If you're throwing 80% fastballs against Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, Trey Turner, WD Smith in a row, I don't think that'll work. So if you want to play contrarian Dodger stack, you can, but yeah, I like Goldie, Vladdy, Pete Alonso a whole bunch.
Yep. All right, let's go to the mid-tier guy. If you're, I mentioned Bell at 48. Rhys Hawkins, if you're not in the Garrett train there at 44, certainly a viable option for you.
The Rockies feel really cheap.
They are cheap. In Colorado, too. We even mentioned that we have a course laid here. And the way that CJ Krohn has hit righties this year, I'd be in them.
Yep, same. Coming off a good, like his first good game in a while, too. So I think both these next two names, Krohn and Luke Voit, both guys who hit righties well. And Voit. 2 home runs in his last 3 games with his new team. And guess what, John? Yesterday, another home run against right-handed pitching.
Yep.
That's all he does. 15 home runs, 15 against righties.
I like it. If we're going down to the value, I'd still be throwing something at Hosmer. You have Mancini, definitely in play, 35.
Yep.
Probably the 2 value guys for me.
Probably. Do they have Darren Ruff? Darren Ruff, $3,000, lefty on the mound.
True.
Mike Minor. So Vogelbach probably sees the day off. They play rough. I think the Mets are going to be super popular again, or at least I could see that case. I don't. Biggio had a home run yesterday, if you want to play him.
Yeah, that works. Anybody else?
I don't think so.
Okay. a second base position. Top price guys got Altuve versus the lefty and Perez. Brandon Lau against what we assume is Peralta. I may have some interest in that if Peralta's still a little bit shaky. I mean, you got Milwaukee as a park, not Tampa Bay, so better hitter environment there for Lau. Let's see.
I guess most Rockies have been cheap. Brendan Rodgers withstanding at $5,200.
Yeah, I know.
No thanks.
Yeah, no thanks for me either. Let's see. Cronenworth's at 47, just even though they haven't been scoring runs, you have exposure to them. Eventually, they'll score runs when nobody's playing them.
Eventually, they'll score a lot of runs. That is going to happen soon. Nolan Gorman, 44, in course.
Let's see.
Whit Merrifield leading off, maybe?
Yeah, Merrifield at 42. Jimenez at 3,900. Urias, what did he do?
He homered yesterday.
I know it's Manoa, but, you know.
Your boy D. Fletch, another two-hit outing.
Listen, I'm trying to tell you guys, like, he hits the ball. He's much better against lefties. That's the other thing, though. So,
we're going to see another 30-game hitting streak from him, or what?
You might. Yeah, I'd be willing to throw a dart at him at 33. That's fine. Cav and Biggio at 27 if he's in the lineup. You can go there.
Yeah, I think that's it.
That's probably it.
Yeah.
You got anybody?
Nope.
Okay. Third base. Devers is your top price guy at 62. I'm perfectly fine going there. Ramirez at 5,900. Sure. Against Alexander, that's okay. Arenado in Coors. Return to Coors. Gotta like that one.
Yeah. And he's rolling right now.
Yeah. He is rolling right now. Riley against anybody. Good.
I saw something this morning that said this is like the best matchup for Austin Riley, like based on Rich Hill's pitch selection.
Sidearm and slow.
And Austin Riley apparently is like mashing everything slow this year.
Yeah. Machado's at 52. A lot of guys over 5K, man.
Yeah, a lot. Then Patrick Wisdom for some reason, 4,800.
I wouldn't go there. I'd go McMahon possibly.
He only hits righties and he only hits at home. So.
Yeah. Another Chapman home run last night. He's at 46.
Because everyone played Blue Jays and nobody played Matt Chapman.
Probably true. Boehm still at 41, even though he's coming down a little bit, but...
Yep. Josh Rowe Donaldson, 4K. I know Luis Castillo is good, but...
True.
Death taxes Josh Donaldson on the road this year.
He is on the road. I don't really see much value. I don't know if anybody's popping for you, though.
I would probably take a shot on Elijuris Montero for the Rockies. Three straight multi-hit games, hits in seven straight, 4 RBIs in his last 3 games. Pretty much just playing every day. They're like plugging him in at first. They're playing him at third. They're playing him everywhere. Again, cheap exposure to Coors I'm in on.
That works. Shortstop position. Where are we spending up?
We could definitely go to Lindor, who got us somewhat there because of a stolen base yesterday. We could play Turner. I think he'll be contrarian. You could probably get away with Adamas, Sander, Seager. Any of them have upside. I think Dansby Swanson, 4,800, is in a really great spot against Rich Hill, though. I think the Braves are going to be pretty popular against a left-hander here. Yeah. Not just a left-hander, an old, decrepit left-hander.
Sure. If we're going in the mid-tier, anybody said, I think Bichette's, I understand the struggles of his season, but he's got a nice little hit streak going right now. 44 just doesn't feel like a price that he should be listed at.
No, and Kyle Bradish has been a disaster outside of one 11 strikeout start this year. So, yeah, I'm with you. I think he's too cheap, and it's a tournament play. But, you know, if that's where you land, I'd be perfectly fine with Bo Bichette at 4,400.
Yeah, I think that's just like a safe mid-tier play for me. Correa's, though, 42. I know it's Urias, but he does get the lefty matchup. You want to be a little different, could possibly throw a dart at that play. It's Jeremy Pena, same thing at 41 against a lefty. We still like Mateo, even though it's a tough matchup for him. And when I say, like, we're a fan of him as a player, not always, like, the best spot, but, you know, if you want to be a little different, he could get on. It's a righty on the mound. He can steal. He's shown a little bit of pop this year.
Yeah, I were a verbal retweet
verbal
there.
Verbal retweet, yeah. Any value for you?
Paul DeJong, 35 in course. We mentioned David Fletcher. I'll just say it. Elvis, if he gets on, I don't, like, love targeting Ohtani, but... Elvis Andrews has been pretty good. Some power, some speed. He stole a base last night, 2,400. And then Brandon Crawford, 2,100.
Yeah, that's cheap. I know he's not playing well, but.
Yeah, he stunk, but, dude, like $2,100. Come on.
Yep. All right. Outfield, pick your top guys.
Aaron Judge always. Nah, Judge, Soto against Cobb. If the sinker's not sinking, we could see our first Soto bomb. Starling Marte hit a first inning bomb and stole a base yesterday. He was in every winning lineup. 5,200 is cheaper than he was yesterday. If Acuna is playing, I could play Acuna. He was scratched Sunday, so I'd be okay with Acuna. So probably Acuna, Marte, Judge, Soto above 5K for me.
Yep.
Yeah. Also, did you see last night? It was a lefty on the mound, yes, but Cedric Mullins batted 8th.
Yeah. Yeah.
Weird to see.
Yep. I saw that. Let's see. If we go on the mid-tier, there's not a ton that I'm loving on this spot. There's some...
Teoscar?
Yeah, Teoscar's not bad. He's not bad. He wasn't good yesterday.
No. But again, this is the spot, right? Blue Jays let everyone down. First day, second day, come back. A million runs.
Yeah, that's true. This after the 5K guys, like, it gets ugly for me. I'm looking at this lineup and I'm just like, not really anybody that I want to play, truthfully.
Yeah. Say I would play Seiya at 42.
Yeah.
Espino's bad.
Seiya's at 42 is fine.
Ian Happ, 41, in a similar matchup. Dalton Varsho.
JD Martinez, I know he's been struggling, but he's 41.
Yeah, JD Martinez, signs of life, hits in 3 straight. Just hasn't shown the upside, but we know it's JD Martinez.
Castellanos is at 38 versus a lefty. Back-to-back games and a homer three-hit game for Haniger with a home run. He's got hits now in 5 straight. So granted, he just came back, but 3 straight games with a hit for him.
Yeah, plugged him right into the 3-hole, too.
Yeah. And we mentioned Garrett Cole's really been struggling lately.
We would just quickly back to Brian Reynolds at 4K. Okay. It's a lefty. He's hit lefties really well this year. Same can be said for Cabrian Hayes, who we didn't mention at third base as well.
Sure.
We'll see Alec Thomas for the Diamondbacks. Canna gets a lefty. Osuna gets a lefty against Rich Hill, 3,300. All he's done is hit home runs this year. He's a shell of himself. My boy McCarthy stole a base yesterday. Mentioned Darren Ruff. Oscar Gonzalez of the Guardians came off the IL. I don't see anyone else. We'll get lineups and somebody, I'm sure.
Yep. All right, give me your home run call.
Would you be mad if I stole Austin Riley?
No, go for it.
I'll give it to you. I will go outside of Coors. I'm going to go back to the well and go Starling Marte again.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with Austin Riley.
No, I'm going to go Starling Marte.
Okay. I'm going to go with, let's go. We'll keep the Voit train going. We'll go Luke Voit.
It's a good one. Now all he's doing is hitting home runs against righties.
Yep. Righties, home runs, works for me. All right, get us in Discord if you have any questions on the playbook or your lineups, and James and I will catch you guys later.